Blog Talk Radio.
Feels like I'm going down a one-way street in every direction.
Already, amen. It's time to fly. Glory to God in the realm of the spirit. Amen. Song said, I can't fly with one wing. Amen. Praise God. It's only the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Can help us to soar on this day. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We welcome you this morning. Amen. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost welcome you this morning to Reign of Glory Revival Ministry this morning. This is our Sunday morning service. Amen. Praise God. And you are on the air with no other than the one and only. Amen. Apostle Carolyn McNeil this morning. Amen. We thank and praise our God for this morning that he woke us up in our right mind with the activity of our limbs. Amen. Praise God. We bless his holy name because he's God and he's God alone. Amen. He is the lifter of our soul. He is the great and morning star. He's Alpha. He's Maker. He's the beginning. He is the end of all things. Amen. Glory to God. Nothing goes unseen. Hallelujah. Glory to God with our God. Amen. He said, hi. He looks low. Amen. Upon his people. Amen. So let us praise his holy name. Glory to God because he watches over us every day, every minute of the hour. Amen. Let me pray. Let me pray. Let me pray. And let us get started this morning. Amen. Glory to God. Somebody shout, God has remembered me. Amen. Praise God. Glory to his name. Let us pray. Oh, Father, we just thank you, Lord God, for who you are in our lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just bless your holy name. Ha, yes, Holy Spirit, because you are God and you are God alone, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. So, Father God, as we come this morning, my God, we give you glory. We lift our hands up in praise. We give you the honor. We give you the glory this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, as we come this morning, Lord God, ah, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, let us lay aside every sin and every weight that holds us down, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord God. We ask for my sake, kuna masia, yes, Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Bless our home, God. Bless our loved ones, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And I pray, glory to God, ah, yes, Holy Ghost, kuna masia, forgive us for our sins on today, Father God, creating us a clean heart, God, and renew, God, a right spirit within us, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Holy Ghost, I ask that, glory to God, do something supernatural, God, on this mind this morning, God. Yes, Holy Ghost, yes, Holy Spirit, and we say thank you, Father God. Now, God, as I step aside, let the Holy Ghost take control this morning, God, of your word this morning, God. Yes, Holy Ghost, give us revelation, knowledge, and understanding, God. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah, God, that we perceive and see truth on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I thank you, Lord God, that I move aside, that the Holy Spirit can take control this morning, Lord God. Bless thy people, God. Bless their homes. Bless their family, God. Bless their loved ones, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you, and I praise you, God, for what you're going to do on this line this morning. How you gonna bring great revelation this morning, God, and a better understanding, God, of who you are in our lives, God. In Jesus' name I pray with thanksgiving in my heart and my soul says amen on this morning. Amen. Glory to his name. This morning, amen, I want to take us to Psalms 105, and I want to start with verse number nine, the wonderful works of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. We thank God for his word this morning. Glory to God. The Bible says, the covenant which he made with Abraham and his sworn oath to Isaac, which he confirmed to Jacob as a statute, to Israel as an everlasting covenant, saying, to you, I will give you the land of Canaan as the measured portion of your inheritance. When there were only a few men in number, very few in fact, and strangers in it, and they wandered from one nation to another, from one kingdom to another people, he allowed no man to oppress them. He rebuked kings for their sake, saying, do not touch my anointed ones and do my prophets no harm. And he called for a famine upon the land of Egypt. He cut off every source of bread. He sent a man before them, Joseph, who was sold as a slave. His feet, they hurt with shackles. He was put in chains of iron until the time that his word of prophecy regarding his brothers came true. The word of the Lord tested and refined him. Could I read that? I want to read that one more time, that verse number 19 again. Until the time that his word of prophecy regarding his brothers came true. The word of the Lord tested and refined him. The king sent and released him. The rulers of the peoples of Egypt and set him free. He made Joseph lord of the house and ruler of all possessions. I want to stop there. Amen. I'm reading in the Amplified Bible. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank our God because as I was sitting this morning and went through my word on yesterday, we know that the Father, amen, glory to God, when God decrees over your life, it cannot be reversed. Can I talk to somebody this morning? When God, I'm not talking about man, I'm talking about when God decrees over your life, it cannot be reversed. God takes us through serious of affliction to just get us in the right track. Glory to God. God, remember me for good. Somebody say, God, remember me for good. Because God said, I want you to revisit some things, amen, to let them know that God remembers us. God, remember me for good. Glory to God. I'm always saying that, but I heard the Holy Spirit speak that yesterday. Glory to God. And I'm always saying, God, remember me for good. Glory to God. Because a lot of times, amen, praise God, we have to even make a decree over our own life. Come on, Holy Spirit. We have to speak over our own life. Amen. Glory to God. And a decree is an official order issued by a legal authority, meaning a command, an order, a force of law. Come on, Holy Spirit. Glory to God. We thank our God that when God decrees the things over our lives, it cannot be reversed. So what he does, he takes us through series of things, amen, to bring us in a alignment with the power of the Holy Ghost, because his word do not fall to the ground. It shall accomplish that what he has sent it out to do. Amen. Praise God. He made a decree over a lot of the people in the Bible. Glory to God. And the word had to come true. Amen. Praise God. That's why he sends us sometimes to the furnace of affliction. So it is your turn to be remembered. The Lord remember many people of God. Glory to God. Today will be your turn. Somebody say, it's my turn today. Glory to God. He will remember you today. Glory to God. What does it mean to be remembered by God? What happens when God remembers us? Doesn't it mean that it doesn't mean that God forgot about you? Glory to God. It doesn't mean, amen, call it by name. Glory to God. You didn't forget about Carolyn this morning. God, you didn't forget about all the ones that's on the line this morning. You did not forget about us, not at all. Amen. The psalmist says, glory to God, behold, he who keeps Israel shall not what? Neither slumber nor sleep. He doesn't sleep. He's up 24 hours watching over our lives, directing our path, keeping hindrance from us, blocking all the negative things. Come on, Holy Spirit. He does all those things, amen, with the blink of his eye. Behold, he keeps Israel Israel. He ain't going to sleep. Amen. Again, the Bible says in Isaiah 49, glory to God, 14 and 15, it says, when Zion, the church, when Zion lament about God's neglect, amen, he answered her thus, can a woman forget her nursing child? When I thought about that, glory to God, and God brought it back to my remembrance, amen, praise God, can a woman forget the nursing child and not have compassion on the son of her womb? Glory to God. Surely they may forget, yet, God says, I will not forget about you. God does not forget his covenant children. Yeah, glory to God. And if you have come to the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, and you made a covenant with God, glory to God, he didn't forget about you. Praise God. When God remembers that, he simply pays attention to us. Can we revisit some things this morning? Amen. When he remembers us, he visits us. Somebody say, he's visiting me today. Today is my day. Glory to God. Missed it in the morning, my Sunday. He visits me today. He delivers us. That means that all the things that I'm going through, praise God, he's delivering me from myself. Come on, somebody say, from myself. Because sometimes, praise God, we need deliverance from our own stuff, our own issues, our own mindsets. It doesn't mean sometimes, amen, glory to God. And sometimes we need deliverance from our own self. Glory to God. He rescues us. He answers our prayers at that special moment when he pays attention to us. He grants us salvation, and that's the glory to God, the blessings about God. He, glory to God, he grants us access, glory to God, to salvation like the robber who was crucified. He lifts us up from our circumstances. Somebody say, I'm being lifted today. Oh, my sake, I'm being lifted today. He brings us to the limelight when he remembers us. Can I go to some of the scriptures? Amen. Praise God. And I know, praise God, we done heard some things. Amen. But God says, glory, I need you to decree some things this morning. I need you to talk to my people this morning. Let them know I'm God. I don't sleep. I don't slumber. I watch over them. I protect them. I heal them. I deliver. I watch over their family. I watch over their loved ones. I make sure they eat. I make sure they're pampered. I make sure, glory to God, they don't forget about me. Glory to God, I am Alpha. I am Omega. I am the beginning. I am the end. I am the one that you come to, glory to God, when you're in need of something. You are, glory to God, glory to God. God wants us to remember who he is and how high he sits. Oh, Rabasta Nomusia. Glory to God, how high he sits high. He, glory to God, and he looks low upon his people. When the Bible remembered Noah, come on, in the Bible he remembered Noah. Glory to God. Everybody thought Noah was crazy, but God knew what he was doing. He told Noah to do something, he did it. Praise God. Hallelujah. He remembered Abraham. Come on, somebody. I can go to scriptures. Amen. Glory to God. Sarah was remembered by God. When Rachel was remembered, her womb was opened by God. Come on, Holy Ghost. Glory to God. So we have to understand that. I want you to put your name there. Glory to God. When you done went through the furnace of affliction, when you done went through some things, amen, praise God. When God puts you on track, amen, praise God, then God says, now I can remember them. I can bring them out. I can heal them. I can deliver them. I can make them free. I can bless their family. My God, I give him glory. So Joseph was thrown into the ditch by his brothers. He was later sold to the Midianites. Come on, somebody. From there, he found himself at Potiphar's house and later in jail. In all these afflictions, God remembered him. I want you to know that God says, I didn't forget about you. I know where you're at. I know where you live. I know your name. Praise God. Hannah was remembered by God when she vowed to dedicate the male child to God, if, glory to God, if given one. And God remembered her and blessed her womb. Glory to God. Not only did he bless her womb, but she came forth with many children after that. Praise God. Hallelujah. He remembered Samson when he was full. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost. When he was in affliction and cried out for help. And I thought about that today. Praise God. Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name. When was the last time, glory to God, that we really cried out for help for God? God. When was the last time that we laid our kuna masanda, everything down, praise God, and asked God, God, I can't do it no more. God, I don't know which way to turn. God, I global sine mohuna masaya. My family's out of order. Glory to God. When was the last time that we really cried out for the Lord's help? Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Samson cried out for God's help. In the midst of affliction, he cried for help and God remembered him. He remembered the child and the children of Israel in captivity. Just because they was in captivity for such a long time. Amen. Praise God. But one day, God heard the cry of his people. He said, let us go down and deliver my people. I have someone, praise God, that I'm raising up, glory to God, to bring them out. That one, praise God, that he was going to raise up to bring them out. He didn't think that he was fit to bring them out, but God, glory to God, God molded him. He shaped him up, praise God. He delivered his soul, glory to God, that he could deliver somebody else. My God, I give him glory. He remembered Jeremiah in the pit. Many of us are in different kinds of I call it spiritual pits and dilemmas and glory to God, but may God deliver us even from ourselves. Amen. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Glory to God. Glory to God. You might have not been in the pit with Jeremiah. Praise God, but sometimes, amen, glory to God, you are climbing out of some things, amen, glory to God, some things that cause you, glory to God, to feel like you're in a pit, amen, praise God, but today, I ask God, glory to God, Lord God, decree over our lives today, glory to God, that we are coming out of spiritual pits, amen, praise God, that we will see the truth, and we will know who we are in you, praise God, knowing that what we can do in the kingdom of God. God made King Ezra to remember Mordecai. Glory to God. Read the Bible. Amen. Praise God. If you want to know, glory to God, is God, God, is you seeing me? God, do you know where I'm at? God, you know my address? God, you know my name? Praise God. Glory to God. Read the promises of God. The promise of God will help you along the way. Glory to God. Some of you, praise God, have been through some storms so long. Amen. Praise God that you don't even feel that you can come out of that storm. Praise God. That's Holy Spirit. Ask me. I know. Praise God. Glory to God. It seemed like, glory to God. I said, God, glory to God. It seemed like 11 straight years I've been in a storm. But God, when you brought me out, you remembered me, God. And now I say, I feel like I'm in awe of the things that he's doing. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I speak to you today. Praise God. Hallelujah. You might feel that you're in a spiritual pit, but may the God of heaven deliver you, glory to God, out of all the things that you think that's in your mind. Glory to God. God is able. God, remember us for good. Jesus remembered the thief on the cross who cried out. Come on, Holy Ghost. He cried out to him for help. The Psalms says that. See, sometimes, praise God, let me just say something. Glory to God. As I begin to study the Word of God, and we are soaked the Word, we get prayer, we get prophecy, amen, praise God. But it's some people in nations, amen, that don't have medicine. They don't have nowhere to go. All they do is trust the Word of the Lord. God, I don't have, glory to God, no medicine. I don't have, glory to God, anything to get healed. And those people are hungry. But we are so pampered here in the United States, amen, praise God, that we don't even think the Word works for us. My God, I give him glory. I need a healing. God, I go into your Word. I'm going to read that, glory to God, until something changes. God, I need more laughter. God, I'm going to read a little more because, glory to God, I know the Word will help me to be joyful. God, glory to God, I'm going through financial difficulty, but the Word works for me, praise God, because I'm going to find every scripture, amen, that pertains to my life. My God, I need deliverance for myself, so I'm going to go to the Word of God, glory to God, to get delivered for myself. Glory to God, I need a deliverance, glory to God, from some things I'm going through. I'm going to go to the Word of God, glory to God, until I get what I need. See, they didn't have medicine. They didn't have nobody. All they had was the Word of God, so they was hungry for God. They knew, glory to God, and that's when the glory shows up, when you get hungry for the Lord, when you forget forget about, glory to God, what you're going through, but you are seeking the creator, and not, glory to God, not the creation, but you are seeking the creator of all things that pertains to all things that can deliver you from all things. My God, I say thank you. So we are so pampered because we can call somebody on the phone and we can have them pray for us, or we can, glory to God, get a word from the church, but we only get it for a temporary fix. And then glory to God, and then maybe tomorrow, praise God, the enemy comes and knock on your door and you forget about the word, because what happens is the enemy comes to steal the word from out your soul. He comes to grab it as soon as you get it. Glory to God, you can't even digest it first. But here he comes, glory to God. Did not God say, glory to God, that you can't get healed? Glory to God. That's the devil. Glory to God. And God, glory to God, God is more than anything. He can heal you instantly, praise God. He does creative miracles every day, praise God. Work the word, people, God. Work the word. Work the word. God says, glory to God. God, I rebuke everything that's not of God. God promises. God, remember his promises, people of God. He remembers. He knows what he spoke over you. The appointed time, things will come forward. Just like he remembered Mordecai sitting at the gate. The king, see, God is an awesome God. He will put something in somebody's heart to remember you. Okay. Thank you, Jesus. Watching a movie with my husband on yesterday. This man, Rocky, come on. I'm going layman terms and try to help you to understand some things this morning, as the Holy Spirit leads me. Watching Rocky, he tried everything, and even crooked things, and glory to God, to try to make things ends meet, and lived in this house that, glory to God, that nobody would want to really step their feet in, praise God, hallelujah. But all of a sudden, there was a man that wanted to box him. All of a sudden, he's looking through this book, and he says, get the Italian stallion, a no-name person. Come on, Holy Spirit. No name, but he's not there, but he's somewhere else, and wondering how he's going to make it. Oh, my God, I give him glory. But all of a sudden, they call him, but he don't even think good of his own self because he know the life that he lives. Can I today that sometimes you don't even think, glory to God, that you amount to nobody. Glory to God, glory to God, and glory to God. We thank God that sometimes he gives us things, and we look at them, praise God, and we have to think that, glory to God, that we are more than what we think we are. We who are God say that we are. We just don't know what's on the inside of us, but your name is being spoken while you're not even there. His name was spoken in the midst of a group of people. They called him, and when they called him, he said, I'll be a sparring partner. Hallelujah, Jesus. He didn't think that he would be able to fight, glory to God, and box this man, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. He didn't think that he would be able to win that fight. Come on, Holy Spirit. But somebody knew, praise God, hallelujah, because he went to fight, praise God. He got upon his knees, even asked the preacher to bless him before he went to fight. It works for us, people, God. God will have somebody to call you up at a point in time, or deliver you at a point in time, praise God, hallelujah. That means that God remembers you. It's not man that does it. It's God that does it. It's God that puts that in their heart. It's God that tells the person to bless you. It's God that puts Glory to God. Glory to God. That means that God remembers us. The psalmist says that God remembered his promise. The Lord will remember someone and visit that person, and it's going to be you. Certain things happen when God remembers us, people of God. First, he visits us. Jeremiah prayed, oh, Lord, you know. Come on, Holy Ghost. Remember me and visit me. When God visits us, he brings us out from darkness into the light. When God remembers Mordecai, he visits him. My God, I give him glory. When God remembers us, he answers our prayers. When God remembers Israel, he answered her prayers. Come on, somebody. When God remembers Hannah, he answered her petition. Thirdly, glory to God. When God remembers us, he confirms his covenant. The Bible says in Exodus 2:24, says, so God heard their groaning. And glory to God, and he heard them, and God remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and Jacob, because he heard the people groaning in the realm of the Spirit. Glory to God. When God remembers us, he performed his covenant to us. He remembers his holy promise. Somebody says a holy promise, and his Abraham, his servant, he brought out his people with joy, and he chosen one with gladness. When God does things in our lives, people of God, hallelujah, we come out with gladness. We just start praising him at a point in time. But don't wait to praise him in a good time. Praise him because you say glory to God. God, I know you're going to remember me in the midst of my affliction. My family is not right. My finances is not right. My home is not right. It's in an uproar. My marriage is not right. Come on, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. I'm speaking to somebody that feels like, glory to God, nothing is working for them. But God will remember you. When God remembers us, he sends help and deliverance to us. When God remembers Noah and all the living creatures, he sends a wind to pass over the earth and the waters hide it. Can't you understand the God that we serve? Look at what God did for Noah. He sent a wind. Glory to God. So I speak a wind of change today. From the north, south, east, and west, I speak it. The wind, let the wind of God blow upon the earth. Let the wind of God blow in your home. Let the wind of God blow in everything that you own. That means that when wind of God blows, it's a blessing. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because the Bible said, and he sent the wind to pass over the earth and the water subsided. When God does that, praise God, you know the God that we serve. I can't even fathom who he is. I don't even know who he is. I can't perceive who he is. All I know is I love him. All I know, glory to God, I trust him. All I know, glory to God, I can't do nothing without him. I can't preach without him. I can't teach without him. I can't pray without him. I can't prophesy without him. I can't walk without him. Come on, Holy Ghost. I can't think without him. So we know, praise God, who he is. So when God remembers, hallelujah, a lot of times it's found in the Old Testament. It said God remember. Yes, he remembered Noah when he and the animals was floating in the flood. Glory to God, he remembered. It said God remembered Abraham in the wake of Sodom and Gomorrah fall. Glory to my sin, the name of Huda Messiah. He said after Hannah had cried out to God that the Lord remembered her. Yes, and here it said that God remembered Rachel and her desire for children. Remember Rachel? Praise God. What does it mean to say God remembers, and what hope does it leave us today? It doesn't mean that God's memory, glory to God, glory to God, has go under. Glory to God, glory to God. God is not a God that forgets us. It doesn't mean that the Ancient of Days suffered, glory to God, from poor memory. It doesn't mean that he didn't decline. And glory to God, and glory to God, he says, glory to God. Can you imagine what heaven is like? Glory to God, hallelujah, with the 20 elders and all the ones that saying, holy, 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 the Lord of hosts and all his glory, sitting in his glory, sitting up on his high chair. Amen. The waters, glory to God. The gates, glory to God, of gold and glory to God. All those good things that glory to God that he's sitting up. He's well, well groomed and well, glory to God, maintained. And he don't forget nothing. He don't forget you. He knows you. Praise God. Somebody say, he knows my name. It doesn't suggest that all knowing God is that's all knowing, but instead, I believe, glory to God, meaning is clear. When God remembers, he focuses his attention on us and our needs. Amen. When God remembers, he seems to accumulate all our prayers and relives what we seen and concerning our needs, and it pulls us our files. Amen. Praise God. I say files. Amen. Praise God, because I believe, amen, all the years that I did, praise God, there's a big old file. Some things wasn't good and some things wasn't right, but glory to God, glory to God. But he's still, glory to God, working on us. Praise God. He's still, I see a little stain there. I still got to work on her. Praise God. Had the hold of Messiah. I still see her. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The way God sees you, praise God, he knows our mindset. I still got to relive some things, amen. I still got to deliver her. I still got to do this for her. I'm going to remember her. But glory to God, in the furnace of affliction, I will remember her. Now, therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel come unto me, he said, and I have seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptian has oppressed them. God, remember, he knows who oppressing you. He knows, praise God, who's trying to stop you. He knows all those things. Glory to God. When God remembers, he comes to a point of action on our behalf. On our behalf. And God comes in action. Amen. Praise God and say, enough is enough. Come on, Holy Spirit. A few things notice about God. Remember, Rachel here is our time. When God remembered her, he heard her, not just that day, but every prayer she prayed. Yes, Holy Ghost, for that need. Amen. He answered her miraculously, turned this barrenness woman into a mother. He removed her reproach, made it clear that although she had been delayed, come on, somebody, my God, I give them good. Who feel that they've been delayed in life? Who feel that I should have been farther in life? Praise God. Hallelujah. God got a time for everything. You feel like, glory to God, I've messed my life up. But God knew that already. You wasn't delayed. Glory to God. Glory to God. God was just fixing you in the furnace of affliction. She had made, oh, glory to God, she had not been forgotten. Not only did Rachel need this blessing at the time, so did Jacob. For 14 years. See, sometimes our blessings is attached to somebody else. So glory to God. So God has to work on somebody else. I'm talking, let me say this, praise God. And I always tell my husband this. Sometimes, amen, when a husband and a wife is together, sometimes, amen, and somebody, maybe the wife is not in order or the husband's not in order. So God has to fix them before he even push you forward. Praise God. Hallelujah. But if this is the case for you today, praise God, I decree and declare that you both lined up with the will of God, that you can move forward. Amen. Praise God. Not only Rachel needs a blessing, but glory to God, but this time Jacob also needed. So for 14 years, he had lived under the thumb of Rachel's father, who had taken advantage of him, lied to him, attempted to keep him near to him for his own gain. And see, I speak to somebody today. Glory to God. Glory to God. If it's anybody on this line, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, that they're trying to use you for their own gain, glory to God, to push them forward. Come on, Holy Spirit. That's not going to work in the eyes of God, because God is going to remember you. The Bible says that 14 years with no encounter with God. See, he needed an encounter with God. Somebody said Jacob needed an encounter with God. Come on, Holy Spirit. No doubt Jacob may have begun to feel as if God had forgotten about him. So he needed an encounter with God. So I decree and declare by the power and the authority that God has given me, glory to God, that you get an encounter with God. When others do you wrong, God has not forgotten about you. When your prayers seem answer. God has not forgotten you. When days turn into years and little seems to change, God has not forgotten you. But when God remembers you, he will also supply blessings within a blessing. Somebody say, a blessing within a blessing. That means a blessing keep on flowing. It doesn't stop until God says so. My sake, God thought about Sandra, because it cannot be reversed, because God has already spoken. No matter what the devil tries to do, no matter how the devil tries to block you, God will push you forward. As you look back over those years that you thought God was inactive, you will soon discover that he was planting blessings within each of your blessings. Come on, somebody, say a blessing in a blessing. My God, when God opened the heavens and opened the windows of heaven and poured you out a blessing that you have not woman enough to receive, hallelujah, that means it keep on flowing. Nobody can stop it. Glory to God, because when God remembers you, he not only gives you what you have asked for, but he gives to you what you never thought that you asked for. Come on, Holy Spirit. My God, I say thank you. Can I talk to somebody today to tell you that God knows right where you at? Can I go to a song, people of God? Hallelujah. I'm coming right back.
Oh,
My. He's a on-time God. Hallelujah. Take us back to church. Amen. Hallelujah. How many know that he's a on-time God? Hallelujah. Yes, he is. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. I give him glory this morning. Yes, he is an on-time God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. So when God remembers you, glory to God, he not only gives you what you ask for. Glory to God. Know that, glory to God, he always gives us more. You'd be like, I didn't ask you for that, Lord, but God knows what he's doing. Amen. You see, we know the significance of this birth when, glory to God, this was not just any son. We're talking about Joseph now. This was Joseph, the man of God that would secure Jacob and his family's future and be used mightily by God. He already working on your future. Somebody say, he's already working on my future. Amen. No matter how old I am. Come on, Holy Spirit. He's working on my behalf. Glory to God. It's God, the Holy Ghost, preaching to somebody this morning, that your heart cries this morning. Amen. Praise God. The psalmist says in Psalms 106:4, remember me, O Lord, with the favor that thou bearest unto thy people. Oh, visit me with thy salvation. That's the Bible, glory to God. Let's declare it today. Remember me, Lord. Come on, I want you to talk to yourself this morning, amen, because I'm always saying, Lord, remember me, oh Lord. Hallelujah. I want to make it clear this morning to you. Remember, God remembers. God remembers his own word, people of God. Man may forget their words and abandon their promises, but God, somebody said, but God, come on, hold on, I need to make me a shirt, but God will never, come on, there is nothing in your life that you can take hold of, come on, that you can take hold of that is any sure of them word of God. God will make his word come alive in your life. Remember that it will be Joseph that would preserve the covenant for his generation. It wasn't just an act of grace. It was God acting on his promises. We don't know who we are yet, praise God, hallelujah. We don't know what we can do yet, praise God, hallelujah. But God wants us to think more about ourselves. Glory to God. This word is a serious matter to God this morning. The Bible says in Isaiah 40:8, the grass withers, the flower faded, but the word of our God will stand forever. The flower faded, everything withered, but God's word will stand. The word of God that was spoken from the beginning of the foundation of the world about your life is going to stand. It may merely be a scripture or a text to you, but it is a promise to God. We cannot even fathom the power of his word. Can you imagine the weight of his glory, the power of his word, when the power of the word, glory to the word of God, glory to God, put the stars in the heaven, and that word is still standing, because glory to God, the stars are still up there, the moon is still up there, the water is still down here. He divided the firmament. Amen. Praise God. All we see is a result of his word. Jesus reminds us that the earth will pass away. God would allow one jot or one tittle of his word to fall. The word of God is going to stand over your life. Is God talking to somebody this morning? Praise God, that the feel that the prophecy, the dreams, the visions, and the spoken word over your life, the spoken word of the Bible will not stand in your life. God is trying to tell you, stand on God's word. It is sure than the ground that we walk upon. His promises has no expiration date, praise God. Another thing about the word is that it's eternal. It transcends time, amen. So if you hold to his word, it may not fulfill today, but it will be fulfilled. Can I talk to somebody? Everybody in the Bible had to walk through something. They had to walk through the furnace of affliction before the word of God came. The Bible says the word was tested. It was tested. It was tested. Glory to God. The word says, until the time that his word of prophecy regarding his brothers came true, the word of the Lord was tested and refined him. Come on. So God is saying to you, praise God, no matter what you're going through, it's refining you, praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Ask Abraham about about his promise of his children being as the stars in the sky is still being fulfilled today. We still here. We still multiplying. You may call this book old-fashioned, praise God, the Bible. Come on, somebody. But I will tell you that to God is just as powerful as when he first spoke it. The Bible says in Psalms 105:8, he has remembered his covenant forever. God has remembered his covenant with you, the word which he commanded to a thousand generations. You can take him at his word. The same word, glory to God, the early church did. You can call his word to his remembrance, just as the psalmist did. Come on, somebody say, I'm going to call his word to his remembrance. The Bible says in Psalms 119 and 49, remember the word unto thy servant upon which thou hast called me to hope. Come on, Holy Spirit. There is no more powerful prayer than when you learn to pray the scriptures. We are not so much of reminding God as we are grounding our prayers in that which will not pass away, that which will not fail. Come on, somebody. The Bible says in James 1:17, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. What are we asking God for? Every gift comes from above. Every perfect gift comes from above and cometh down from the Father of light, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Come on, Holy Spirit. It will keep you from praying prayers that amiss and keep you praying in God's will. We need not to search the word over for the will of God. It is your hand, glory to God, to do it yourself sometimes. Amen. God remembers his own, his children. You are his child. You are his children. One thing is sure from this text is that God's memory is set on his own people. The list is a long one of those of whom he said he remembered. We think on that which is valuable to us. You are valuable to God. You know where you are, and he knows where he has put you, and he knows the outcome of your life, and God will not forget you or forsake you because you are his. He remembers us more than all of his creation. Here, Jesus describes how valuable you are to the Father. The Bible says, glory to his name, in Matthew 10:29-31, are not two sparrows sold for a farthing, and one of them shall not fall on the ground without your Father? But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear ye not, therefore, ye are more valuable than many sparrows. The word of God, he starts by showing us that the Father even values the sparrows that others sell for a single farthing. Glory to God. It doesn't matter how much others value you. Praise God. His value of you is already established. Come on, somebody. Glory to God. It doesn't matter. Praise God, or who like you, who don't. Praise God, hallelujah, glory to God, glory to God. We get so stuck on people, praise God, who don't like me, glory to God. Well, who cares? Amen, praise God, hallelujah. It doesn't matter, praise God. Long as God loves me, praise God, hallelujah, and his word is already established in my life, he goes on to let us know that what others fail to take note of, such as the falling of the sparrow to the ground, he takes note of. Come on, Holy Spirit. But on the top of all that, he testifies that we are more valuable than many sparrows. He even knows the numbers of hair upon our head. In the middle of all, it all, he declares, fear ye not, therefore. Fear what? Abandonment? Come on, somebody. He remembers our work for him. Praise God. He knows, praise God, hallelujah. Not only will he not forget you, but he will not forget anything you have done in his name. Come on, Holy Spirit. He comes with his reward in his hand. What? Come on, Holy Spirit, what you do for God, he never forgets it, praise God, because the Bible tells us, praise God, he don't forget what we do, praise God, hallelujah. I might be on here talking to you today, but he didn't forget, praise God, that I'm on here early in the morning, 6 o'clock in the morning. He's not going to forget that, praise God. He's not going to forget that you are praying early in the morning and writing, praise God, and talking to him and trying to help other people. He's not going to forget that. He's not going to forget, amen, praise God, that you're going to sacrifice a prayer for somebody else, even though you're going through your own self, praise God, hallelujah. He ain't forgetting about that. You put yourself aside and do what the Lord says to do, praise God. The Bible says in Hebrews 6 and 10, for God is not unrighteous to forget your works of labor of love, which ye have shown towards his name, not your name, his name, in that ye have ministered to the saints and do minister. No matter how you do it, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God, you're encouraging somebody, praise God, you're writing out some things for somebody, somebody is getting saved, praise God, you never know what that little small thing that you think, praise God, you might help somebody from committing suicide, you might help somebody in their day, you might put a smile on their face, come on somebody, because if you don't forgot about yourself, but somebody say, God gonna remember me too, praise God, because the word tells me that God remembers our neighbor. Enough. It is easy to think at times that no one sees what we do for God. Come on. But Jesus instructs us to serve only with the Father's eyes in mind. And what we do in secret, come on, my God, I thank you, Jesus. The Father will reward you openly. He remembers your frailty. He knows how prone mankind is and their weakness and failures. He knows all that. He will not forget that. And in confidence, and glory to God, the psalmist declares, Psalms 103 and 14, for he knoweth our frame. Come on, he knows your body. He knows your mind. He knows all about you. He remembers that. That we are dust. Come on, somebody, my God, I say thank you. That's why we can turn to him in our stumbling and our failure. No matter how messed up we is, we still can turn to him because it didn't take him by surprise. Come on, Holy Spirit, he quick to lift us up out of that place. He knows about the body of death and he contends with it. Don't let your failures push you away from God. Let them push you to God. Let them push you to God. God stores up to remember. Who can fathom the mind of God, the immeasurable and beyond compassion, comprehension? Who can fathom him? However, God has used his word to draw some mental images, some analogies of how his memory works on our behalf. The word suggests that he stores up or keeps things to bring before him. And at later time, he keeps our tears. And the scripture says, the Bible says, testified that he keeps our tears. Ah, glory to God, are in his bottle. The Bible says, Psalms 56 and 8, thou tellest thy wanderings and put thou my tears in the bottle. Are they not in the book? Your tears are in God's book. Come on, Holy Spirit. My God, I say thank you. Never wasted a tear that you cried out to God with. Every tear of frustration, of grief, of loss, of repentance and cruelty, amen, they're still there. He hasn't forgotten what you've been through, what others didn't see, and the night, the tears, and God not only saw, but he still sees. He keeps us in prayers. Come on, somebody. Our prayers are kept before him. The Bible says in Revelation 5 and 8, and when he had taken the book, the four beasts and the 420 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden veils and full of odors, which are the prayers of the saints. Come on, Holy Spirit, every time you pray, glory to God, what is it going up to the Lord in his nostrils? Amen, praise God. It's your prayers, amen. You're not wasted years, and you're not wasted your tears, and you're not wasted your prayers. God has stored store them up for that day when he remembers you. It has a place before the throne of God. It has an aroma to him. He cannot forget. It's a pleasant aroma. He takes the joy in you and turn it to him. He keeps the book of remembrance. Glory to God. Does he need it? No, but he needs to know, glory to God, that he's there. The Bible says in Malachi 3:16-17, then they that fear the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it. And the book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord. Come on, my God, I say thank you, Jesus, and that thou upon his name, and they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts. In that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that service him. For those that fear the Lord, glory to God, your case is well documented, people of God. Somebody say, my case is well documented. Whatever I went through from this day and for backwards, amen, it's documented. The courts the courts on earth may not have give you a fair hearing, but your case is settled in heaven. He has not forgotten you. There's coming a day, just as was in Rachel's days, when he will remember you. And he said to you, and God remembered. Conclusion today, praise God, do not fret when your prayers seem to go under, when nothing seems to change. Just remember that God remembers. Come on, somebody. I want to talk to you today. Glory to God. Glory to God. Somebody say, God, I thank you for remembering me for good. My God, I say thank you. I pray this week will be, glory to God, the supernatural week ahead. And I decree and declare with the authority that God has given me, in Jesus' name, that you will step into the glory of God. Hallelujah. Because God says, glory to God, when I decree a thing, can nothing be reversed. God, remember me for good. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. This has been Reign of Glory Revival Ministry, our Sunday morning service. Amen. With Apostle Carolyn McNeil, where the pastors are Carolyn McNeil and Matthew McNeil. Amen. Praise God. Glory to God. We thank you. Praise our God for what he has said today. Praise God. We praise our God for the glory that's resting upon us right now. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. We have a great cloud of witnesses up before us, people of God, that no matter what they had to go through, God remembered them. So today I decree and declare by the power and the authority of glory to God that God has given me, that God shall remember you on this day. This is the day that he has made. He said, we shall rejoice and be glad in it. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. We bless and praise our God. Hallelujah. Don't forget, praise God, on Thursday. Amen. Pastor Ilona Waters will be on, glory to God, True Vine International Ministry at 6 p.m. You don't want to miss it. The woman of God has been preaching, teaching, amen, singing, amen, praise God, hallelujah. I thank God for her still standing. God shall remember her as well. Glory to God. The Bible says, amen, praise God, glory to God, glory to God. God knows our labor of love before him. Amen. Praise God. With that being said, hallelujah. I thank you. Praise God for you, you, and you for coming on this morning. Amen. This is going to be a great week, people of God. I believe that this is going to be a supernatural manifestation week. Just say glory to God. Thank you, Jesus, for remembering me. Glory to God. If you'd like to get in touch with me, praise God, you can reach me 302-883-9799. Amen. Let me say it one more time. 302-883-9799. Amen. This is Apostle Carolyn McNeil, Reign of Glory Revival Ministry. I want to thank everyone that has been a blessing to this ministry, whether it be giving out a phone number, whether it be sowing your tithes and your offering. Amen. This is our Sunday morning service. Amen. Praise God. So we thank you. Praise our God this morning. Amen. Glory to God for what he has said. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's lift our hands before the Lord and tell him, thank you, Lord. I thank you for remembering me today. Amen. Let me pray. Let me pray. Let me pray. Father, we just thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for your word today. We thank you for moving in our soul today, God. We thank you for moving, God, in the houses of your people, wherever they're at, God, wherever they're laid, they feed, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We ask that you bless them today, Father. We ask that you pour out your spirit, God, and send an encounter from heaven for us today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We say thank you, Lord God, for your word today, God. We bless your holy name, God. We lift you up, God, today because you are God and you are God alone. Bless everyone under the sound of my voice, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, I decree and declare glory to God by the power of the Holy Ghost that movement will take place in the lives of your people, Father God. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit, I thank you for your word, God. I thank you for your blessing. I thank you for your sovereignty, and I thank you for what you have done on today. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling, present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, world without end. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, everyone. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This is in a day, amen, that the glory of God has shined upon you today. And we thank our God for all that he has done. Amen. Glory to God. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. Hallelujah. God bless you. I'll leave you with a song. Happy Sunday. Glory to God. Jesus loves you, and so do I. Have a blessed and wonderful Sunday in Jesus' name. Amen.
I feel a special anointing in this place. The glory fills this place. Could you just, for just a moment, with the fruit of your lips, just begin to thank God? Come on, in your own words, if he's been good to you. If it wasn't for his grace, you wouldn't even be here tonight, but he's been good to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. I dare you to just give him the praise. Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, please don't do it without me. Don't do it without me. You gotta tell it for yourself. Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, please don't do it without me. Woo! Don't do it without me. Come on, help me say it.
told you.